You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show, htnouse.com, htnouse on all the socials. My name is Chris. I am joined by my beautiful wife, the Duchess.
Oh, I'm not lovely this week.
No, I changed it on purpose. Oh, okay. On purpose, just to show you that I do not lack spontaneity. I can pull new rabbits out of new hats.
Okay.
So.
You still have plenty of old ones to work with.
Yeah, I am an old hat, as it were.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Which
as
one?
As it were.
I am a proper lord, so that is how we speak.
You didn't pay $50 for no land.
I don't have to. I don't have to. It's my birthright.
That being said, there is another.
I say that.
Go ahead.
I say that to say this.
Oh, jeez. Hi, Grandpa.
It's a late Monday night right now.
I know.
We're exactly 3 days late.
Well, because your computer to record. Shit.
Well, you know.
You know what?
I don't know what even happened. Something happened and my computer crashed.
Computer was shit for like at least 6 months.
But listen, here's the thing. My computer crashed. Like completely crashed.
Yeah, this isn't the first time.
No, this is the worst time.
Well, because Lucas.
I was fixing it and then my youngest son, Lucas, shut the computer while it was in the middle of restoring a save point and it crashed. And long story short, I thought we were going to lose all of our podcast related materials on this computer because that's really all that's on here. I don't have pictures or anything on it. Right. Those are all on our phones. It's just all the podcast stuff, but it's 100-some-odd episodes of that. All the creature stuff, all the clips, everything that I need to produce this show is on this computer. And I was so distraught. And then I rescued it. I rescued the files. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for anyone that's in that position where you're faced with having to reinstall your Windows operating system and losing everything, but you've been fucking with it for so long that you're like, fine, just blow it up. Just blow it up. And you make peace with losing all your shit. And then when you get to rescue it, it's the best feeling in the world.
I helped.
How'd you help?
I gave you a thumb drive.
Yes, that was critical in rescuing these files. That was
the greatest.
If you did not give me the tools, I could not have built the house. So to that, I give you an applause.
Sounds like real life.
But all of that just to say we're back. I got everything up and running. I saved what I could.
Obviously.
And we're back. So, I mean, it's going to be a few days late, but that's okay because this week's going to be crazy anyway with me being in New Hampshire. And I don't know if you're going to do solo. And
I don't know yet.
It's whatever. We can do a late episode because it'll stretch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then when we get back, when I get back, you were talking about bringing the kids in or whatever. So the rest of the month's going to be kind of screwy any fucking way. So it doesn't matter.
You're screwy, so it's okay.
I am screwy, and it's Christmas, and that I don't want to waste any time. You told me that you had a lovely Christmas song that I was going to enjoy to lighten my mood because I was distraught. So what do you want me to pull up?
It's called Whatever Jingles Your Bells.
Oh, God.
By Callie Rohde.
Where'd you hear this from?
I was on a Christmas Spotify playlist. That's where I find the best things.
Okay. Well, when you said you had a song for me, that's why I said cool, because we actually have a listener submission for you. Because,
oh, cool.
Speaking of New Hampshire, one Riles Trudy, the host of The Plunger Rooney, mm-hmm. Texted me last week and said, I want you to play this song for Dutch. I want her take. Okay. So after we do this, then I'll play that for you.
Okay.
Christmas only happens once a year. So tell me, what's it gonna take to make you cheerful, my dear? Don't you believe? Can't you see? Love's the only present that we really need.
Okay.
I can do the can-can, legs up like a rocket. If you can't light up like the tree.
Callie Rohde.
I see that. I could see what the YouTube channel is before. I've never heard of her before.
She sounded like T-Swizzle.
Radio Disney is what you just sent me.
Oh no.
Radio Disney this holiday season. It does have a little bit of Taylor Swift vibe to it. This is more for you. Why would this be for me?
I didn't say it was for you. I just said I had a song.
That I would love.
Dude, this beat makes you happy. Doesn't it just make you happy? I did not know it was Radio Disney. Because she's telling you you can put your legs up in the air like a rocket. And then it's called whatever jingles your bells, which is obvious innuendo for I'm going to tickle your balls.
Well, I mean, like, I've been working on an entire Dark Side of Disney episode, and it starts and it ends with the fucking Mickey Mouse Club. So all of this is very much in line.
I thought you were saying it ends with the dick on the cover of The Little Mermaid.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things. I've got so many examples. I'll show you. I'll give you a sneak tip for that one.
I guess there's titties in the clouds on Lion King or something.
There's a lot. There's a lot. there's a Baphomet devil in Zootopia on the thing. There's a lot. There's a lot. But thank you for the submission. Now I'm going to find the one from Riley for you.
Okay.
He said he just wanted your take. It's a country song.
Mm-hmm. Is it with Gwen Stefani?
I don't believe so. It's with that guy that was doing the halftime show at the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, and he looked a little.
Oh, Kane Brown?
Yeah. Yeah, he looked a little special.
He looks like a cricket.
He looks a little special.
A lot of girls like him.
That's a commercial.
Well, we don't want those.
We're going to skip that in 2 seconds. This is a whole ass theatrical production, it looks like.
Uh-oh. Is it Paula Abdul all over again?
Do you know this song? So far.
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven.
The fuck are you trying to tell my wife, Riley?
I really like this song. I think it's sweet. So
bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm a God-fearing Christian man.
Okay, now you lost me.
I don't know what I do. Yeah, I might have to worship you.
I don't know what this is about. I don't know.
I think this is going to be his wedding song, and he wanted to know what I thought about it. Maybe he's going to play it when he proposes to Lauren.
Look at this chick in the video. She looks like she's talking about Disney. She looks like she's a fucking she auditioned to be Maleficent. Look at her.
Oh, I was going to say maybe that's his wife, but it's not. Because he just recently got married not too long ago, so all the songs that he's singing now is about his wife.
I wouldn't know. It's not my thing.
Maybe that is her. I thought she was a little blonder.
A little blonder?
I like Kane Brown. He's the one that does the song with Marshmallow that the boys like, and he does a lot of cool stuff.
Look, man, anymore when it comes to country music, like, it's either, like, Garth or George Strait, and that's it for me. Everything else, I'm like, I don't even fucking care, dude. And that's, like, 1 and 1A.
As open-minded as you say you are, you're so close-minded.
Well, for that new country bullshit, I don't give a fuck about a Florida-Georgia line or...
Well, I'm not saying I'm their biggest fan either, man. But some of the music... Carrie Underwood is new country.
No,
Taylor
she ain't.
Taylor Swift is new country.
Taylor Swift ain't even country anymore. She left.
She's pop country.
No, she left.
Yes, she is.
She transcended.
No.
Yes, she did it, too.
She's all genres.
You know what? Speaking of Taylor Swift, happy birthday, girl. She turned 31 yesterday.
You would know that.
I would know that. I'm the captain of her fucking fan club. 1989 was one of the best albums ever wrote. Fucking at me.
Lucas would agree with you.
You know what? Before we get too deep into the Taylor Swift talk, let's fucking pay some bills, please. Hashtag No Offense Show is brought to you by Hemp Bombs CBD, the official CBD sponsor of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Go to hempbombs.com and use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, to save 20% on your entire order. Mm-hmm. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. All the supplements, Alpha Brain's the flagship, they got Shroom Tech Immune to keep you feeling good in these COVID times of boogeyman flus and things in the air.
I like the boogeyman. It's real, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, but the details of the exaggeration have been greatly whatever. I've remembered my quote. The details of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I don't know.
Okay.
Visit Onnit.com and use code HTNOS to save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
I got an email today saying that they got more of the Total Humans for free trials.
I got a text from Adam Simmons saying the same thing. He's like my Onnit fairy. He's like my little Onnit helper. Whenever shit is popping at Onnit, he's like, yo, hey, push this shit. Push this shit hard. And I couldn't agree more. You know, like we had the free trial link that we shared a little bit ago. They ran out very quickly, but yes, they are back in stock. Go to Onnit.com, use that code, save 10%. But that's a free thing anyway. Right. You get it free. You can cancel before it's done, and no bubbles, no troubles. You get your fucking free shit samples.
A week's worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm. They subscribe you after that week, but I mean, you can try it for a week and cancel. Mm-hmm. Don't matter none to me.
You like the drink I made us?
Yeah. What's this called?
I don't know. I saw it on a commercial, a bar commercial, and I said, oh, that looks good. Because they're trying to reinvent a lot of things. Because normally you just drink rum and Cokes. So they're trying to reinvent stuff. And I saw that this was the Captain Morgan rum with ginger ale and lime juice. And I said, oh, that sounds refreshing.
When this is what you got me lit out by the fire a couple weeks ago with.
We both got pretty lit.
You were bringing these to me for many, many hours.
And we ate salads for dinner, which didn't help.
That's so stupid. Why would we be getting wasted and then you bring me a bowl of salad?
Well, that's what we were having for dinner anyway. And I'm like, hey, you got me my ginger ale. Let's try these drinks out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we do. It was good. What's going on? What's going on? How was your week?
My week was okay. Nothing exciting. Work stuff.
Well, there was one thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
And that was, I don't know exactly what day it was, but we got a ring at our doorbell at like 9:30 at night. And I was standing in my underwear and I wasn't expecting any guests. So I walked over to the door. I sauntered, if you will, to the door to see who was at our door. And it was, lo and behold, our neighbor Karen from next door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, girl, you ain't supposed to come over here at 9:30 when I'm in my drawers. What you want? And
you didn't say that shit.
I did. And she got red. And then she was like, oh, she straight up came over, and I wanted to get Randy's take on this too, because it's peripherally involved with the HOA, and it's got, you know, shit to do with local neighborhood politics, to which he's getting his feet wet, ready to go to.
What do you mean wet? That bitch is knee deep.
He's the mayor of his neighborhood. Absolutely. For sure.
Well, his cul-de-sac.
Definitely his cul-de-sac. It's levels. He's conquered the cul-de-sac. He's moving through the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
Once he moves through the neighborhood, he can go on to city and get ready for the government in 2022, Uncle Randy for governor. But back to our story, Karen comes over and she says to me, the lady across the street, D, is representative of the HOA. And she said, I was talking to D earlier and there were texts being exchanged for the members of the board. And I was like, what? Get to the fucking point. What are we talking about? I don't care about neighborhood politics. And at the root of the thing, it was about our kids.
Okay.
And I said, what the fuck? Our kids are upstanding citizens in this neighborhood. They've done nothing wrong. The kids have been playing outside a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I think that's alarming some people.
Right, especially old-ass people.
They're not used to seeing young children running through the streets and laughing and being playing, you know, playing and being excited and happy, joyful. Yeah, fuck a joy, right? But the kids have been playing down at the creek. They all go and they meet at the creek. The boys and the girls, they congregate down there. God only knows what's happening at the fucking creek, but they're only...
Well, I know Logan's catching tadpoles.
Yeah, they're only 10 and 11 years old, so I don't know. I guess it depends on who you are to, you know, use your imagination. But apparently... one of the old women that lives down on the, you know, adjacent to the creek came out and yelled at our children and said that she was going to call the police on them.
For what?
Now, that's exactly what I said. What could my children be doing so badly that you feel the need to come out and threaten to call the police on an 11 and a 5-year-old?
Right. And it wasn't just our kids.
Well, ours were apparently the ones in question.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was over there, but it was directed at our children.
Okay.
And they were digging in the creek.
Okay.
Now, does that sound like, you know...
It's not alarming.
It's not alarming whatsoever. This bitch came out there and straight up said you're damaging the ecosystem.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch. And if I was there, I would have fucking lost my shit. Don't speak to my children, for one, if you're going to come at them like that and tell them that you're going to call the fucking police on them. And old boy next door that doesn't really like me, he got a fucking one-up from me for this one. Because yeah. He went over there when they found out, he went over there and he fucking called that bitch out and he put her in her place. And then her husband came out and they tried to fucking have words and shit like that. Get to just complete Florida neighborhood fucking drama. Now the kids, they act like they're scared to go over to the fucking creek, and I fucking hate that, because they've been out playing, and it's been nice, and they've been experiencing, you know, like what we want for them to be out in the neighborhood with the other kids playing, and I feel like they're afraid to go back over there now because this old woman's gonna yell at them, and call the police. I was like, damn, Logan, you think you can handle jail?
Well, and it's so funny because later that night, I said, Logan, I said, why didn't you tell me some old lady came and yelled at you? And he just was like, oh, no, I wasn't really listening.
He don't give not one fuck, dude. He doesn't give not one fuck.
I don't know. And I feel like she should have been like, where's your parents? Go get your mom and dad so I can talk to them. Or something like that. If it was bothering her that bad, there's no need to get all wrong.
I'm telling you. I never, even when kids were doing bad things, like, I never would in my life go out there and say, I'm going to call the cops. Who are you, Gran Torino?
Get off my lawn.
Right.
You know, come on, man.
Well, it brings me back to the story when I was a kid and I had that coyote under the porch and it got out.
And then in the interest of being on the same page, why don't you quickly tell that story? Because the OGs might remember, but I don't know. We've picked up some new ones along the way.
Well, we lived in Hammond when I was a kid. I don't even know how.
Indiana.
Hammond, Indiana. I don't even know how this coyote got to our neighborhood. Because, I mean, it was like a city neighborhood. So we saw this animal in the neighbor's yard and we thought it was a puppy. So we went and picked it up, and we had this clubhouse under the porch. So we just put it under there, and we throw it bologna once in a while to feed it. And then it got out, and it got out of the yard, and it was in the neighbor's bushes. So then we're trying to
get... I like how you say it got out. It's a wild animal.
I know.
It got out. It went home.
I thought it was a puppy. So we're trying to get the dog out of the bushes, and this lady pulls up, and we're like, what are you kids doing? And we're like, our dog got out. And she's like, that's not a dog. That's a coyote. And then she took it. And then there was...
How did she, like, put hands on it?
I don't know. She ended up... Her big ass got out of her fucking Suburban and got this thing and put it in her truck. And then there was an article in the newspaper, like, the following week or whatever, that said a bunch of youths were terrorizing this coyote.
That's you.
That's me.
You're the youth.
I'm the youth. But it's like, mind your own fucking business, lady.
She thought y'all were hurting it.
We were just trying to get it from out from the bushes. I'm looking at that thing and give me rabies.
Who's to say it didn't?
I'd be dead by now.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe rabies is fake too.
Oh, God. No.
Well, you know, this got me thinking about, you know, like, did anything like this ever happen when I was a kid, and like dumb things that I did when I was a kid. And I came up with more than a few, obviously.
Well, yeah, you did dumb shit.
I did a lot of dumb shit. All the time.
Even when you were an adult. It's like when you were a kid.
Well, I use the term kid loosely. I mean, like, that went deep into my 20s, and some would even make the argument to say into my 30s. But
when I think kid, I think Logan's age.
When I was Logan's age, I thought back, and like, I have to actually like stop and think and put myself back in that time period. And I was at home a lot, like we've talked about before. I was at home a lot by myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking, like, my mom had these craft paints, you know, like the ones with the little plastic tips, you know, and they're in the little, like, jars. Like
the paint by numbers or whatever.
No, not even like those. They're in, like, squeezable ones. Like, they had a tip on them to where you could squeeze them and you could do, like, bubble paint stuff. Like, you can make t-shirts and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, she had a bunch of them. She had like every color in the rainbow. And one day when she was at work and I was fucking bored, I took them all outside and went to the side of the house and just like started going crazy on the side of the house, like whipping them around, making color fucking patterns and shit on my house.
Right.
My brick house, mind you. You know, yeah. So then when it got hard, I mean, it couldn't come off. And she was like, what's this about? Like, how'd this happen? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Be home, Orbis.
I denied it.
You said I didn't do it.
I said I didn't do that shit. Prove it. And she was like, there's no one else here. And I was like, ain't got nothing to do with me. Prove it. I didn't do that shit. To this day. I mean, like, she fucking knew, and I knew she knew, and she knew that I knew she knew, but I didn't ever fucking...
I was always a horrible liar. I never got away with anything. Of course, I never really did anything bad. At one time, I got home from school, and I let one... We had these twins that I was kind of friends with in school. And I let them in the house, and she made a French bread pizza in the oven. And I got in trouble for that because we're not supposed to use the oven. My mom's not home.
Well, yeah, right? How old were you?
And then she burned some Oreos. I don't know. I was like probably like 12 because my parents were divorced, which is why we were home by ourselves. My mom was working. So cause we had to take the city bus home.
Sure.
When I was in middle school.
Or you could walk like I had to.
No, because we didn't live in Whiting at the time. We lived in Hammond. So I had to take the city bus from Whiting to Hammond.
Oh, that is a little bit of a little bit of a ride.
And then I had to get off at a Walgreens, and I still had to walk like 4 or 5 blocks home.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
How we did it. You know what? And then that's actually good to tell me, or to tell you, like, this one memory that I must have had suppressed for I don't know what reason, for how long. But as I'm thinking about this, I uncovered this memory and I was like, holy shit, how did I not fucking die? We were, when I was like in high school, I was like 14, 15, like just getting into high school. You know, I used to hang out with like Fat Brandon and Dirty Ben and all them kids over on, you know, the other side of G-Wood.
Right.
And we were playing football or whatever we were doing, and it was getting close to time to go home. And there was like, it wasn't a cul-de-sac, but it was like a weird turn. Like, it was like the street just was like a turn, kind of like outside ours, you know, where it just curves like that. And the dude that lived in the corner behind there is where we would play football. And when we were walking through there, there was like a pathway to get from there, you know, between the houses or whatever. And we were walking through and this dude was like, hey, you guys want to help me move? I'll pay you. And we were like, it was me and Fat Brandon. And I want to say it was Juan and it was Joe Barnett. It was like four of us. And
wow, you got the C team.
One of them said no. So I think it only ended up being three of us. I think it was me, Joe Barnett, and Fat Brandon.
Okay.
And we're like, hell yeah. Because like,
we want money.
Yeah. And I mean, I think he was offering us like $20 a piece. Like, it wasn't.
That's a lot back then.
But I mean, like, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't a lot. But he had a moving truck. And, he, you know, he was like, I need you to go with me and I need you to unload this moving truck at the storage place or whatever. So we're like, all right, bet. You know, and at that point in time, I kind of wrote my own ticket. I didn't really check in at home. I didn't, you know, I was doing my own thing. So I was like, fuck it, let's just go. And the first red flag was he made us ride in the back of the storage thing in the truck. Like, we had to go in, like, the, you know, the roll-up door, hop in, and he pulled that shit down. It was fucking dark in there. But he was like, hey, I don't have room up here for whatever reason. It was like him and his wife or him and whoever else was up there with him. He was like, y'all going to have to ride in the back.
That's fucked up because you don't know where you're going.
Exactly. But, I mean, at 15, we were like, all right, cool, fuck it. And we got in there, and we were making a fucking thing of it, dude. We were in the back, and, you know, it was, like you said, it was dark, but it had, like, the vents on the top so you could see the streetlights go by, and, like, we were just being stupid back there or whatever. And it was going on for a while. He drove us from G-Wood all the way over by y'all, like into like Hammond and shit.
Oh, man.
It was that one street. I forgot. I think it was like Holman, whatever that one long street was that went all the way through.
There's Calumet. There's Indianapolis. Holman turns into...
I mean, it's
Sheffield.
It's whatever. But I mean, that was the first red flag. He made us ride in the back of the fucking thing. Then we get there and we stop. And I think at that point, like, it was starting to sink in, like, what the fuck did we do kind of thing? Because we didn't know where we were. And we knew we were in the back of this thing for 25 minutes and shit. And the door opens and we're like, what the fuck? And we hop out. And it wasn't like we were at like a U-Haul storage with the big orange doors and shit. We were at like, it looked like a Saw building. It was like fucking just a nondescript black building, fucking come on in, you know, like there, we had to take an elevator up through the thing. And it was one of those with like the pull doors and shit, dude.
Oh my.
It was a whole ass scene. And I mean, we unloaded the shit and he gave us the fucking money and he took us home and everything. And all's well that ended well, but that could have fucking went so bad, dude.
Yeah, it could have.
And I think
I don't know why he would think it would be okay to do that.
Because it was fucking 94. I don't know, dude. Like, he was just like, I need some fucking help, and there's some kids playing football. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going down the street.
Yeah.
Man.
And he, thinking back, this dude totally, like, fit the profile of what I would think, like, a sex offender would look like. Like, very thin glasses, you know, the way his hair was combed, very thin fucking white male, probably mid-40s. Like, yeah, he fit the bill to a T. And I completely, like, blocked that out of my memory until I went back and, like, physically started pushing shit around to uncover that.
Ew.
Like, if I can only imagine if that happened to one of our kids today and they went, I would be so fucking upset.
I don't think they'd be dumb enough to go.
I would hope not.
We give them enough money and enough bullshit.
I would hope not.
Be like, go fuck yourself. I ain't moving shit. My parents gave me an Xbox. I got a 55-inch television. They buy me fucking V-Bucks. I don't need your money.
Yeah, and back then I was trying to buy Magic the Gathering cards or whatever the fuck I was doing. So I was like, yeah, every $20 helps me towards my goal.
And our kids get whatever the fuck they want. So they're not going to go with some stranger to unload some furniture.
I used to get money for the week and I wouldn't eat lunch on it. I would just keep my lunch money and buy fucking, you know, whatever I needed.
I used to buy hair color.
You were so much cooler than me. I was buying dork fucking trading card games and shit. No!
Well, I mean, then I eat McDonald's sometimes because we got to walk off campus. Sometimes. But then I'd walk to Walgreens and get some hair color.
Well, you know, one thing that popped into my mind, too, as, you know, we're dealing with the kids. And, like, they've been acting like shits lately anyway. So then coupled with this, when she comes to the door all late at night, thoughts are racing in my head what only could have happened. I mean, like, it turned out to be, in my opinion, a non-issue. But, I mean, like, it could have been anything. And then I get to thinking about it, and I think I even told you, these kids are acting like shit. And it's something my mom used to tell me when I was little. Once you pass over into December, it's almost like you've passed the threshold, so it's like you can act like a dickhead now because you're on your best behavior. Christmas is coming up, but you're past that Christmas threshold now. You're into December. You know, like, what are you going to do? Presents have already been bought. The lists have already been made and checked twice. I mean, like, you're really going to go back on it now? I can be a dickhead, and I'm still going to get my shit. And that's the first thought I had when Lucas is being like crazy like he's being. Logan got fucking grounded for a few days. Like, dude, y'all are in crunch time. What is this? And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, you don't have to behave anymore.
I'll put one fucking present under that tree.
Which one?
Any of them. From one present for each of them under the tree and tell them to do better.
Oh, I thought you said I'll put one. I misunderstood you.
No, because I told you, Lucas came up to me with this wrapping paper and he's like, I want this on my presents. I said, Santa wraps your presents. He goes, yeah, okay. And I'm like, you're six, bro.
Not me. Dude, he'll be six next month. Don't be advancing him. He's five.
I'm telling you. He watches too much YouTube, maybe.
They're very much more advanced. It's weird because they are and they're not. You know, like when I was younger than Logan, I was doing more adult-like things.
Well, you had to.
But I think I had more childlike wonder still. You know what I mean? And there were little things too. Like, I lost my belief in Santa Claus at an early age, and my mom got it back for me with the power of Nintendo. I think I've told that story before. We didn't have a lot, and she told me she couldn't afford to buy it for me, and then she bought it, and we went to a Christmas party, and she slipped it in and had it wrapped, and that was the one that Santa was going to give me. And all the other kids got fucking Matchbox cars and Lego sets and shit, like very small, low-down things, and I unwrap a goddamn Nintendo in fucking 88.
Right.
I mean, like, you might as well have gave me, you know, goddamn keys to a Ferrari. Like, dude, it's 1988 and I got a fucking Nintendo. Like, those kids were gonna jump me, dude. Mm-hmm. It turned into prison rules at that fucking place.
I think Logan tells me he believes in Santa, so because he thinks if he doesn't, he won't get anything. But he tries.
He's smart too. He knows how to play the game.
Because he's like, hey, you know, Tooth Fairy never came. I'm like, bitch, I bought you $10 worth of V-Bucks. Go away.
It's a cost of doing business, motherfucker.
And then he told me, he's like, you know, the Easter Bunny never visited this year. I said, Logan, who's the Easter Bunny? Who's the Easter Bunny?
Well, I'll say, I mean, you think they don't talk? I mean, you're telling him that. The two of them, they talk. You know, I mean,
I told Logan that if he ever told Lucas none of this was real, then I would smack him so hard he would have wished he was dead. I'm like, you don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's who is he to rob him of that Christmas magic? You know, like, the world is going to crash down on him soon enough. He doesn't need to have his brother doing that shit this early.
Right.
I mean, like, did you, I saved a story here to show you. Did you see the story with the mall Santa Claus that made that kid cry when he asked for a Nerf gun?
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Did you see the video?
No.
Let me pull this up for you. He fucking straight up said...
Was it a liberal Santa?
Oh, yeah. No, pushing his fucking agenda on the kids, you know.
Wow.
What's he making, $13? If the Simpsons Christmas special taught me anything, this motherfucker's right. A mall Santa making $13.
And a season.
You gotta fucking make this poor kid cry.
What do you want for Christmas?
Look, they got him sitting at a table now because of COVID.
Right.
No, no.
He's so nervous. Look at him.
Aww.
What? No, no guns.
He asked for a Nerf gun. Santa said no guns.
Not even a Nerf gun.
He just looked at his mom like, are you shitting me?
If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you want? Lots of other toys. There's Legos, there's bicycles, there's cars and trucks. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because now he's embarrassed.
Look at him. Look at him.
What do you think?
Ugh.
He's trying to hold it in, dude. You just literally fucking killed that kid. Look at him.
Man, he's lucky that I'm not his mom. That plexiglass would have came right off that fucking table.
That's fucking horrible. That dude right there just crushed that fucking kid's Christmas. And, like, there isn't enough going on right now that these kids are fucking dealing with and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just tell them okay. Just tell them okay. But did you see the backup to that story?
That, like, so many different people sent that kid Nerf guns to the house and shit?
No, a real Santa came to his house.
Oh, really? The one I saw was, like, people got a hold of his address and like just random people were buying Nerf guns on Amazon. That's awesome. And shipping them to his house to the point now where he's got stacks of Nerf guns and they're donating them now to like Toys for Tots and things like that.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I mean, it turned into be like a good situation, but like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
you're pushing a goddamn
kid.
Agenda on a guy. Right. What did he look? 9, maybe? 10 tops?
He was so nervous.
Dude, and now he's taking that back with him now, knowing that fucking Christmas is bullshit. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that Santa.
Yeah, fuck that Santa.
We're not doing Santa this year. We usually go to Bass Pro, but I'm not taking pictures of my kids with masks. I will never
post
a picture.
I don't
want to
do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
I will never post any pictures with my kids with masks on. I won't take a picture with a mask on. I think it's fucking ridiculous.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I know we have to do it, but we don't have to celebrate it,
just
you know?
Because it's normal right now doesn't mean we should make it normal forever. I feel like that's just making it more normal.
Well, that's what I've said all along with people that get the designer masks and the print masks and all that shit, you know, like, oh, I've got, you know, this on my mask, I got this. Why are you fucking accessorizing it? Like, this is something that you should have to deal with, not something right. that you're excited about,
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my thing, and that's why people are so, you know, easily buying into this, you know, quote-unquote new normal, because it's not a big fucking deal anymore. Now they're getting, like, I saw someone at the doctor's office today when I went there with the fucking Chanel symbols all over the mask. You know, I see people with Bucks logos on it. Yeah. I see people with, you name it, dude. Fucking you name it. There's, at the stores I go to, they make knockoff ones with the fucking logos and shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Anything you could possibly want, they got it on there hanging back there, sure. Man. Accessorize the fuck up, you know? Nope. Like, whatever, man.
Not I.
That's your fucking prerogative, whatever. But I saved this one for you, talking about fucked up Christmas stories. Last year we had the remember the snowman sweater and he was doing blow?
Oh, yeah.
At Target. They didn't learn their lesson because this year they have kinky Christmas cookies.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted to see if you thought, because I looked at these and I'm like, I guess if you use your imagination, I could kind of see what they're talking about. They're saying that the boots look like dick and balls.
No.
I don't think it's overly egregious.
But he's got two heads.
And on the top, you can see, like, there's, like, the fuzz, and that looks like a little nut butter coming running down the top
yeah,
there, you know?
Yeah, well, Santa's boots are fuzzy. But
I don't.
Who has circles on their nut sack?
I don't think.
Nobody. Those are buckles.
This one's not overly egregious, but they're making something out of it.
Of course they are.
They're making something out of it. You know what? This is honestly. Right now, this is a breath of fresh air because people haven't been outraged over stupid shit this year because there's, you know, bigger fish to fry. So the fact that Target is coming under fire again for some stupid shit, I'm kind of like, yeah, man, it's beginning to feel a little bit like Christmas.
I guess they could have separated the boots a little bit to make it look like they were.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, look, you got, and they're black, too, so you got black ball right here. You got black ball right here.
Outline it. I can see it. Look at eyes.
You got a big black shaft, and you've got look at the veins.
I even look at it.
Look, you see the shines make veins, and there's little nut butters up there. I'm telling you, it's dirty. It's dirty shit.
That looks like hammer thumb dick.
That's how dare them show these dicks, these Santa Claus boot dicks, how dare them show these to our children? Think of the children, Melissa.
They're not going to think.
Think of the children.
The children aren't going to think of dicks.
I want you to think of the children.
They don't think about dicks.
Well, I should hope not.
God,
people. I should hope not. Dude, I don't know. I saw a story the other day, too, that was it was from something saying that, like, the World Health Organization is advising people not to hug for Christmas and stuff, too. I mean, it's getting so spun out of control, and I hate it right now. It doesn't even feel like Christmas. We're doing our part. We're decking our halls, and we're trying to, you know, do our best to embody the Christmas spirit. But the world right now, I don't feel like is in it.
No. Well, and I heard on the radio this morning, a lady called in and said the same thing you just said. And she said, I didn't even put up a tree. I don't have not one present bought. She's like, it's not Christmas.
Well, despite how you feel right now, I mean, it is. So you might as well just embrace it, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But unless you don't have anything to embrace. I mean, it sucks if you're, you know, or if you're single or you don't have anybody, or you don't have any kids and you have to be alone all the time. That's sad.
I will give you that.
Those people are.
But that would be the case if there was COVID or not.
No, because they can go visit friends and family. They can make themselves somewhere. Now everybody is supposed to stay in their fucking house.
Well, you know, I mean, there was another big breaking news this week that was right in my wheelhouse. And this is kind of connected in a roundabout way.
Okay.
You saw that the announcement was made that aliens have been confirmed, correct?
Nope.
You didn't see? Oh, my God, Melissa.
What? I don't follow alien news.
This was mainstream news, and that's why it's a big deal. I've been talking about this shit for fucking years, and everyone's like, oh, there's just crazy old Wutzke over there talking shit about his fucking aliens.
It's like me with the ghosts I've been trying to tell you about for longer.
Well, no, you're crazy.
Okay.
God damn!
So, I'm going to play a little video here for you.
What kind of aliens are these? Oh, a stimulus check alien?
Yes, that's the one.
Stupid.
No. Aliens exist and Trump almost let it slip, says Israeli professor and former space official.
He meant Mexicans.
No, he didn't. Though. He didn't. You know what? And you can joke all you want, but it was. I tried to find the episode where I first dropped this when I first discovered it. It was like way back in like episode 20s or 30s or something when I started talking about the Galactic Command, and everyone was like, "What kind of fucking shit are you on?" And now this motherfucker, this high-ranking former official here, is dropping it and saying, "Oh no, it's real."
Aliens exist, and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. NBC News chief global correspondent Bill Neely explains this one.
Hi, Allison. Well, this is quite a story, and it comes from the man who headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years.
Chaim Eshed
is making the extraordinary claim that the United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years. Not immigrants, but extraterrestrials.
Good to know.
He has called them the Galactic Federation of Aliens. And
now, I want to pause it right there. I know you remember all too well when I was watching video after video after video with the Astar Galactic Command. Mm-hmm. I scooped this shit fucking years ago, and y'all told me I was nuts. Y'all told me I was nuts. And it's true.
It's not.
Oh my God, it is true.
And he says President Trump is aware of the existence of these aliens and had been on the verge of revealing their secrets, he claims, but was asked not to do so by the Federation in order to prevent what he calls mass hysteria.
Yeah,
well, the retired general says the U.S. and Israel have kept it from the public because, quotes, humanity isn't ready and the aliens don't want to reveal themselves until humanity can evolve, he says, and understand what space really is.
That's going to be never because we're all a bunch of dumb hicks.
You know what? And this is what it's all about. And this is what, you know, like even aside from the Astar Galactic Command piece, this is what I've been really, you know, the things that I've been focusing on recently with the 5D meditation and all this shit and like the interdimensional aliens and all that. That's what this is about. They are supposedly, the benevolent aliens are, look, I mean, like, we can go as deep as you want.
They're the same creatures, bitch.
Look, I know, but look, I'm trying to explain it to you because this is national news now. This is mainstream shit. And
they're trying to take away from the vaccine.
They're trying, well, I mean, like, I'm more interested in this than I am in the fucking vaccine. Right. I'll just tell you that right now. Look, there's a couple, I mean, there's many races, but the two races that are interested in Earth are the Pleiadians, which are the ones that look like Swedish people.
Yeah.
They're like fucking 6 feet tall, blonde, blue-eyed, you know, long, beautiful hair and shit. And the Arcturians, okay?
Don't know about them.
Those are smaller aliens, blue skin, and they're very, like, mystical. They're very, like, you know, mind powers and shit like that. Those two, and those are the good ones, and they're both very interested in our planet, and they're trying to help us evolve to the next level. It's the fifth dimension, okay? And they will not do that until we, as a species, are capable of showing that we're not dickheads.
Well, like, we have to show, happen.
But see, like, the thing is like, if you, it only takes 1% of the human population to change their way of thinking. It's like, you know, like when you say, like, two boats start next to each other and one just turns just a degree, and by the time they get all the way out in the water, they're fucking this far apart, because a little change can make a big change over time.
Well, yeah.
All it takes is 1% of the fucking population to start thinking this way and start doing things this way and start just being better people to fucking bring this in.
They won't.
It's going to happen sooner or later. Nope. It's going to happen. I have to believe it's going to happen sooner or later.
People are too selfish and self-centered to change.
I know what you're saying, and I know where you're coming from, but I have to believe that we're not doomed as a species.
No, we are. Because we can't even agree to be peaceful among each other. So why would we
It starts at home, and I've agreed to do that with you.
Well, yeah.
I've agreed to be peaceful to you.
It has to go beyond.
Have you agreed to be peaceful with me?
No.
See? You're the fucking problem. Fucking op.
Just joking.
But, I mean, like, I watched a documentary while I was in quarantine, and I do recommend anyone that's interested in this topic, and I want to say on a serious note, I recommend it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Mm-hmm. And it's a documentary by Dr. Stephen Greer, who did he had one on Netflix like 4 years ago or whatever, and I don't remember what that was called. I think it was called Unacknowledged. But this is all about how, like, these guided meditations and, like, everything that, like, I've been talking about, you know, and it spoke to me because of, like, my float tank experience, you know, about, like, when you get in these deep meditations, like, how you can manifest these creatures. And it showed they were in he does these guided meditations with, like, 10, 15, 20 people. They all go out together into, like, the desert or the woods. They go out into, like, these nature environments, and they all do, like, group meditations. And they had a campfire in the desert, like at the California or Utah or something, and they were standing around this campfire, and they had cameras set up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they all had their eyes closed, and they were holding hands, and this little fucking guy appeared in the fucking picture, and he was standing like among them, like this little blue fucking, he almost looked like a rainbow, but you could see the person. He was standing there with them, and he was like almost like trying to like hold their hands and join in. It's in that movie. Like, if you want, man, I'd love to watch it again with you if you're interested.
It's hard to do, to believe movies like that, because you could edit.
I understand where you're coming from. And I mean, like,
I'm not saying I don't believe. I'm just saying that I believe that it's out there. I don't believe that any physical evidence has been captured of aliens.
I try to stay objective. I do. I'm with you. But I mean, this makes so much, I hate to say it makes so much sense, but to me it makes so much sense.
Well, we've always said that we're not the only ones in the galaxy or the universe, and to think so is ignorant. So, I mean, I believe that there's other beings out there, 100%. I just don't know if they're visiting us now.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this, what I'm referring...
Communication is one thing, but visitation is a whole other.
Well, and what I'm referring to, like, the way that this guy said it is, like, if you get into these deep meditative states, you can actually, like, call them. Like, you can meditate and, like, in your mind, you know, like, try to reach out to them, because they're all mental. Like, they're all
right.
Telekinetic, and, like, you can be out there and you be, hey, if anyone's, you know, in my area, I'd love to communicate with you. I don't mean you any harm.
I don't believe in that. Just like I believe in psychics and mediums. It's all energy, and you can communicate through your mind, and I feel like us as a species block that part of our brain off. And that's
why it's blocked off for us.
By what?
by the fucking powers that be.
By vaccines.
That's what, when I, the whole thing with like the hugging and whatever, like the shifting, what I'm saying, like shifting the good, like to take 1% of the population and shift the thoughts of good and like love and humanity, it can go the opposite way too. And that's what a lot of this fucking vaccine shit, I believe, is about. I believe that they are not in vaccine, the fucking COVID thing in general. I'm not saying that it's not a fucking real thing. I understand that it's a real thing, but it, has it been capitalized on? Of course. Has it been over fucking hyped? Absolutely. And I believe that the powers that be did that to push the energy in the opposite direction, push everything down, push fear, push people to be scared, push fucking negativity, push division, all these things that are going to keep this shit apart. Because for the good alien or extra dimensional beings that are trying to help us, there's fucking bad ones too. And those are the ones that everyone's got on their t-shirts and their fucking, you know, their goddamn bumper stickers and shit with the big black eyes and all that. Like, those are the fucking guys that ain't up to any good, man. Those are the ones that are coming and fucking taking you. Those are the ones that work for the goddamn reptilians, allegedly. I don't know if any of it's true, but I really fucking hope it is.
Maybe you can look at it in the other direction where the virus could have been pulling us together as well, but other, you know, it just depends.
It just depends on how. I mean, you see things both ways. Anyone is capable of seeing things both ways, and that's one thing you always said about me is, you know, my cup has always been half empty. And I really feel like over the last year I've changed that. I've changed my thoughts. I've changed my way of thinking, and I'm not perfect by any means. But and it's a long fucking road. When you live an entire life in one pattern of behavior, it's hard in just, you know, a short amount of time to completely 180 that, you know, like it's not
no, I know,
overnight. Well, but I think I've taken steps to correct that.
Well, I've said that I will never take pictures of me wearing a mask on Facebook or my kids or whatever, but it's the same thing. It's like, okay, let's see if all these dumb motherfuckers on earth will be able to just wear a mask and deal with it for an amount of time to see if this virus can go away. We couldn't even wear masks. We couldn't even agree to do one little thing to better ourselves and to help each other.
Just playing devil's advocate, if that was a thing to do to make things better,
that's what I mean,
right? Okay.
But that's what they were saying, like, all you have to do is wear a mask and keep 6 feet. So it's like those two simple things we couldn't even do. Everybody's like, ah, fuck this, it's this and that, and I get it, but maybe that wasn't the big picture. It was seeing if we can come together as a species, and we failed.
Yeah. I mean, we are as divided right now as I can ever remember us being.
Between the coronavirus and Donald Trump, hell yes, we are.
Between anything and everything. I mean, like, fucking, you know, from Donald Trump all the way down to, are you PlayStation or Xbox? I mean, like, it's any little fucking little bit of division to put you in this box or that box and then subpart compartmentalize you into this part of that box, into this part of that box. It's not good. It's not good for any of us. You know?
We just need to accept each other for who we are.
It's dude, it's all, at the end of the day, what, no matter who I listen to, no matter who I talk to, no matter what I read, no matter what I watch, at the end of the day, the message is always the same with this stuff. And that's basically, it's all love. Like, you need to approach things like you're me and I'm you, and I would want to treat you the way that I would want to be treated. It's basic shit that we teach our children. You know what right. I mean? And that's one of the laws of the goddamn universe, and we can't follow it. We can't follow it.
But some people are dicks, and that changes.
A lot of people are dicks.
And that alters our mood, and then that's when people start going downhill. All it takes is one person to put you in a bad mood for the rest of the day, and then how many people do you affect while you're in that bad mood?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So it's a chain. Everything's a chain reaction.
We need to find a way as a people or as a species that if we're going to survive, we need to figure out how to fucking do that together. Because it's none of this shit matters. None of this shit here in this existence, this fucking blink of an eye existence, none of it fucking matters. You know what I mean? These people that are these beings that are trying to communicate with us are fucking like eternal. Do you think they really care about what happened in our political fucking election?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, this shit does not matter. And I believe it. And I know I sound like a fucking kook right now. And I know I promised everybody that I wouldn't do this shit outside of creatures. But this is national news this week. And I'd be remiss to not fucking say a word about it. So, it's real, y'all. It's real. It's real. I don't know. We got to believe it.
No.
We at least have to believe to investigate it. You can't be so dismissive.
Like, I'm all for investigating.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
I mean, I'm not trying to summon no aliens, but I mean, if the government wants to do it, that's fine. It's so easy to get a radio signal. It's, I don't know.
But see, you're thinking at it like in physical terms, where like that's not what you're not
radio
getting.
Radio is waves.
Yeah, but you're not getting a box to fucking turn on a signal and try to fucking beam something out into. No, you're using this right in the middle of your forehead. You know, that's why DMT is such a like. Goddamn dog! Jeez, did that come up over the mic?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why, you know, mushrooms and DMT and all those things are so profound. And even the meditation, the deep meditations are so profound because you're doing that. This is the antenna. You're communicating with this. And
right, but it's got to go somewhere.
It's going somewhere. We don't know.
To the rings of Saturn.
Could be. I don't know.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yes, this is Sean Connery calling from beyond the grave. I just want to say, keep up the great work, HT Nas. I love listening to you in my afterlife here in hell. It's some of the greatest entertainment I can find down here. Son of a bitch, I'm getting text messages. Anyway, back to you guys. Keep up the great work. Have a happy holidays, and have fun doing the raffle for the bracelet that was sent to you by the homie Casual. I saw it. It looks fantastic. Make sure you go to official.com and pick up one. You sons of bitches.
What's up, you degenerates from Florida? This is Riley from The Plunge.
And you bitches ain't shit but tricks and hoes.
You're listening to the hashtag No Offense Show with just the Wutskis and no rings at all.
Wutski squared.
What's two?
Rings and
nope.
Two?
Mm-mm. Nope. He's nope. Gone.
No rings.
No rings.
Just two titties.
No, Chris don't have no titties no more. Chris don't got no titties no more, but Dutchie got the titties and two rings is gone. Two
and
titties.
And there's healthcare. Yeah.
Only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Two titties, bitch.
But moving right along, let's see here. What else did we have?
You had a story about your corona test.
I did have a story about my corona test. Talking about going to the Plunging for a Cure this weekend, the live event in New Hampshire, I had to produce a negative test to fly to Boston. Mm-hmm. Because when I did take my my second test to go back to work, it was still positive. And they never made me retest. They made me wait my time, you know, whatever, sit in a penalty box, and then when you're done, you're done. You're good. Mm-hmm. So I'll be honest with you, I was sweating bullets. I was very scared that I was gonna pop hot and I was gonna have to cancel my trip. And I was kind of nervous, and I went in and I sat and the lady came in the room and she was like, so do you have any symptoms? And I was like, no. And she said, so why do you need a test? And I'm like, well, I'm traveling, you know, and then we're just shooting the shit. Oh, where right. are you going? Boston. Oh, where are you going to Boston? You know, and told her about the podcast and shit. She's going to check us out, whatever. So she says, you know, well, what did they tell you? What do you need? And I was like, as far as I know, you just need to have proof that you have a negative test within X amount of days before flying. And she was like, well, how about this? Do you want to do a rapid test? Because they're 20% more likely to give you a negative, and they're less reliable. So why don't we just give you a rapid, and then basically like saying, give you a 20% fucking head start to get your goddamn negative test to go. Nice. And I'm like, this is the doctor. This is the doctor saying, why don't we just fuck this up? Because these tests are bullshit anyway. So you need to fly. This one's going to give you what you need.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, what are we even doing here, man? But then, you know, she left the room and it takes 15, 20 minutes to come back. And I'm still in my mind. I'm going, man, this thing's going to be fucking positive. I know it is. It's been like a month. I don't know, man. Like, I feel fine, but who mm-hmm. knows how this shit works.
Yeah.
And Mikey from Failing Hollywood, he had tested positive and he has to test three days a week now for work. I think it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's taking tests. And he was like, bro, after I felt good, it was 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks since I was feeling good, I haven't tested positive since. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
But then Randy hits me up. Uncle Randy hits me in my text just out of the blue. We weren't even talking about anything. He hit me up when I was in the waiting room and said, hey, did you ever get a negative test back? And I'm like, dude, I'm actually here now. That's fucked up that you say that. And he was like, well, my buddy had it like 2 months ago and he's still testing positive now and he's fine. And I'm like, fuck, why did you even put that in my mind, Randy? Like,
well, in the beginning, they said it can last up to 3 months.
Oh, man. But I'm like, I got Mikey telling me everything's going to be fine. And Randy's like, dude, you're fucked. And in my mind, I feel like I'm fucked. And it's, it turned out all's well that ends well. Turned out negative. I'm going to be able to go. But like, goddamn, dude, like it really made me question things where I'm like, the fucking doctor's going to come in and say, let me give you the instant because it's 20% more likely to be bullshit.
Right.
Come on, man. Like, crazy. You're not supposed to. I appreciate your fucking, you know, your candor, as it were. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, come on, man.
Well, I think she just did it because you weren't showing any symptoms.
Well, I feel like she did it because we were sharing a little bit of a moment. You know, she was telling me where she was from. No. It's going to be cold there. I said where I was from. Oh, well, you know, snow. Ha, ha, ha. We're sharing laughs. Everything's cool. I'm going to check out your podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Here's your negative test.
No, I think it's more, like you said, if you don't have any symptoms for however many days and you're fine to go back to work. So I feel like it's one and the same. You don't have any symptoms, you're fine. So that's why she was helping you out.
I am fine.
If you had symptoms and she said, let's try to do rapid to not get you kicked off your flight, then that would be different.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I'm just glad that it worked out. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad it worked out. We got a submission. We got a listener submission as a question.
Okay.
It says, I'm a new listener and I've heard you take questions from listeners. I need help.
Okay.
My life has become very difficult because my husband is paranoid of me. Oh. I've been dealing with this for the last 8 years and it's taken a toll on me and now I'm dealing with depression of my own.
8 years, holy moly.
What can I do with a paranoid spouse, Shayna?
Well,
I feel like we've gotten from Shayna before. Have we gotten a Shayna before?
I don't know.
That sounded familiar, but I don't know any Shayna.
I don't know any Shaynas either.
I think that name sounded familiar though.
I want to know why.
No,
why he's paranoid.
Yeah, no examples or anything. Like, that was very, very vague. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you were paranoid of me for a long time.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. And I pretty much just stopped everything that I was doing to make you feel secure.
Well, that's good, right?
I guess.
Do you still want to do, like, hoe activities?
No.
that's what it was. Like, you're doing A that's producing B, which equals C. So you cut out A, and then, like, everything writes itself.
I just meant softball.
But
no, that's all it is. And then when you work at nights, I go to the bar with my friends. But I was never hoeing.
I beg to differ.
Oh, please.
I remember distinctly a night where it was a morning. It was about 7 in the morning, and I was dragging a pallet across a parking lot, walking into a Winn-Dixie, and my phone rang, and it was your friend Tracy going, mm-hmm. We just got home from the bar, and your wife is drunk. Tee-hee-hee. Oh, she just fell over my couch. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
I almost killed her cat.
And I'm like, it's fucking... Like, the sun's coming up, and I'm out here busting ass. Like, I'm almost done with work for the day, because I've worked all night long.
Like, I didn't fucking work back then. Give me a break.
No. I'll do it like you. My full-time job. I had to work my full-time job as if, like, I don't know that you're an adult woman that works.
Yeah.
You have to preface it with full-time job.
I can get drunk when I want to.
But what happens when you get drunk?
I fall off of couches.
Titty shirts are happening. Fucking.
No, it's not.
You know it's true. But, like, you know what? That's a good segue. I'll take the blame here. Like, I was wrong. And that's one thing that I read when I read this question, is that a lot of times I create things in my own mind. I'm super guilty of that. I'm guilty of that. And not even just my relationships with you. I'm guilty of that in my friendships. I'm guilty of that when it comes to, like, work things. Like, I build things up in my mind and I jump to many, many conclusions that are probably not even true. But in my mind, I'm like, fuck, this dude thinks I'm a dickhead because of this. This guy hates me because of this. My friends don't really like me. They don't really want me around because they think of this. Like, I'm in my mind, these are the conversations I'm having. And I know it's ridiculous to even to like in the moment when it's happening, I know it's ridiculous. And I'm like, fucking stop, shut up. But I can't help it. Like, it's something in my mind. So I get it. I understand that it's like a fucking thing and you have to work at it. Like mm-hmm. anything else, you have to work at it. And On the other side with her too, like saying that like dealing with it has made her depressed. Well, you have to deal with that too, because if you're not good, you're not going to be good to deal with whatever's happening in your house.
Feel like they just need to talk, and he needs to explain why he's paranoid. She needs to look at it and say if there's no reason for her to be depressed I feel like they need to talk and maybe they shouldn't be together. If it's been 8 years and he's still paranoid and she's depressed, I don't feel like it's a healthy relationship and they shouldn't be together.
Well, yeah, and a healthy relationship starts first and foremost with communication, like you said. Sit down and have a conversation with the person. And, I mean, maybe you have. I don't know. I don't really – it's hard to say not knowing the situation and what happened. You know, like if you gave me an example, like he's suspicious because I sucked his brother's dick on the fucking pool table or something – fucking 6 months ago, that would be a thing. Like, I could go from that. But just saying she's painting it out to be like he's crazy because she's saying he's paranoid with nothing to back that up. Right. And I appreciate you reaching out. I really do. I always say this, but at the same time, I always say, fuck, man, like, I don't know. Like, just because, like, we've been together so long doesn't make us experts. It just means that we've dealt with shit and we've talked it through and we've decided that we're better together than we are apart.
Right.
At least that's how I look at it.
Well, and I gotta be honest, I used to try to not hurt your feelings, and then it got to a point where I didn't give a fuck anymore, and I just let it out, and I told you exactly how I felt, and sometimes it was okay, and sometimes it wasn't.
Like, in terms of what? Like, give me an example.
I don't know. It's usually in the heat of an argument, and then it's like, as I'm saying it, I know it's mean.
But you are a mean arguer.
But I say it anyway, because that's how I'm feeling, and I'll say that I never apologize.
You don't.
You always apologize.
Because I again, am on this path of light, Melissa. I'm trying to be a better person in this existence.
It doesn't make you a better person to apologize to me.
To admit fault and to acknowledge the fact that I probably did something wrong to you, and I did never intend to do that because, you know, like, I love you very much, and if I did something to slight you, then it's not intentional. That doesn't matter if you know it or not. It's up to me to acknowledge it and, like, to verbalize it to you. I'm acknowledging that I fucked up. And whether you know it or not.
What do I always tell you? Don't apologize. That's how you're feeling in the moment. I understand. Because that's how I react. If I'm feeling this sort of way in this moment and I say something that you don't want to hear, it's the truth. I'm not going to apologize for being truthful with you. So if you say something mean to me in the heat of a moment, I know it's more emotion. And it's fine with me. And I know
that. Do I get mean in the moment?
Sometimes.
I don't feel like I do. I feel like even when we're not in a full-blown argument, even when, like, you were dancing around, maybe getting into a little bit of a fight, you're sharpening your claws. You're, like, getting ready to go. Like,
and something happened? Was it yesterday or
hell
today?
Hell yeah, something happened yesterday. I don't even know what it was. But you were like, just fucking get away from me or something. And
no,
I was like,
you cursed at
Woo-wee.
Me. No, he did something and then you cursed at me. And then I said, you don't need to curse at me or go away or something like that.
Yeah, but if you take your step back and you remove yourself from the situation, you know that that's just how I speak. I don't mean any intention behind a curse.
I know, but you said it in front of the children, which is not good.
Well, I'm working on that too.
That's what I know mean. So if it was just you and I, it's different. But I can't let them think that it's okay for you to talk to me that way.
I agree.
So that's why I said what I said.
I agree, and I was wrong, and I apologize.
Don't apologize.
I did already.
You should apologize to Lucas, not me.
I'm apologizing to him.
Mm-hmm. He probably didn't even hear it, but
he's been a dickhead lately anyway. I'm apologizing.
Well, I know, but I feel, going back to the question, I feel like you guys need to have a talk. And if he can't come to grips with what's bothering him and he can't get over it, it's been 8 years and you're unhappy, then you should get out. Out before 8 years turns into 16 years, turns into 30 years. And then you're waiting for that motherfucker to die to find your true love. Like, oof, you just need to.
That's dark, man.
I'm telling you.
See, and that's, I agree with that too, because, like, in the one hand, you and I have decided that we are going to work out our shit and we are better together. You know what I mean? But sometimes people don't come to that, like, this is who I want to be with and I'm going to do everything in my power to make it work. They just say, I don't want to die alone and we're already here, so I guess I'm going to fucking deal with it. And I mean, like, we've known those people, you know, that are just together with the person because it's convenient. And like, that's not fair to anybody either. And especially if you've got kids in the mix too, dude. I mean, like, mom and dad are staying together for the kids. You ain't doing them kids any favors, dude.
No, because really, they need to watch you guys fight.
Or get it in their mind that, like, the model of mom and dad is a loveless, fucking convenient relationship. You know, like, that's not something that they need to see. They need to see mom standing in the kitchen making Christmas cookies and dad walking up and smacking her on the ass and fucking just, they need to see the emotion between their parents so that they know, you know, that's what I want, you know, like, I want to have that in my life. I want to be that dad. I want to be that for that other person, you know, like, that kids get this shit in their mind. And I mean, that's why that we have this trauma that we have, you know, because we've come from the fucking 80s and the 90s and broken homes and, you know, fucking, you know, divorces and, you know, not even marriages and things like that. And that's what we build up in our mind. And like the trauma we have in our brain is generational. Like, and it takes us to decide that we're going to break that fucking cycle and we're not going to do it anymore. And that's what like you and I are doing. And that's what I think these people have to do, because somewhere, sometime they got told, or maybe verbally, or maybe just by what they see, that this is a healthy relationship. And obviously it's fucking not.
It's not. Well, and going back to that, my dad and my mom are divorced. My uncles that had gotten married are all divorced. And like me and you have been together forever. All my cousins are married, and they've been together with their husbands at least 7 years or more. So I feel like with me and all our first cousins, even my sister, she's been with her husband now going, I don't even know how many years, but I feel like we have all broken that cycle, because I feel like we all watched our parents give up, and that's not something that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and for my parents, I can't speak for everybody else, but for my parents, it was better that they weren't together.
Sometimes that is the option. Sometimes that is the best case scenario, to just to realize that you don't match. And I mean, maybe it's been right. 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, whatever the case may be, before that happens. But better to have it, like you said, be at 10 years before it's at fucking 30 right. years.
Well, and you know, I'm very lucky to have Patty, who's my stepmom, but I really wish my mom would have found somebody.
Well, I mean, she did and she didn't. I mean, like,
yeah, but it was just more of a trust thing.
Well, you look at it as like what we're talking about, like a romantic relationship where mm-hmm. she found that in other things. Like, she found that in your brother being at the house and never leaving, and they had that relationship. And mm-hmm. she found that in, you know, her helping her brother out, who was a little bit more, you know, down on his luck. And she found though that she filled that hole with other things, not necessarily a romantic relationship.
But because I feel not for, she needed that.
Well, not for nothing, but I mean, like, I got to know your mom for many years. I mean, like, we were together for, what, 17, 18 years before mm-hmm. before she passed. And I don't feel like your mom was a romantic in any sense of the word. Like, she hated all things love. She was not about that at all. I have a feeling that she liked to, like, have fun, and mm-hmm. she liked to throw down maybe a little bit sometimes. But, like, as far as, like, love, she was not trying to have, because she would, like, scoff at us if we were holding hands or if we were fucking doing something, like, nice for each other. Like, she would, like, kind of, like, belittle what we were doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if she was always like that, but I obviously only knew her for, you know, I didn't know her when she was young.
Right.
I only knew her when she was my mom.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And I don't think my dad ever really did anything romantic for her, so maybe she's just not.
And going back to what I was saying, like, that to you, in your position, that's your model of what a relationship is. So now when I try to do romantic things for you, that's why you're like, thanks, dude, I guess, you know, like, and I'm like trying to fucking think of little things and, you know, like, remind you like how special you are to me and do all this stuff. Cause it's been 20 fucking years and we've got two children and we're, you know, like, I'm the back nine now, you know what I mean? Right. Like, we're late in the game. This is fucking fourth quarter. And I want you to know that I'm, you know, like, you still mean as much as me in the fourth quarter as you did, you know, when tip-off happened. And it's fucking, it's frustrating sometimes.
I know.
You know what? I make these grand romantic gestures and you're
all
like,
all you gotta do is clean up the kitchen and take out the trash. And
well, I do that.
That's what I mean. That's all I need. Maybe give the kid a bath once in a while.
Once in a while.
You know? So you pick them up from school every day. So it's just, you know, little things. This never doesn't need to be a grand gesture. We go out to dinner maybe once a year from birthday.
Well, anymore, that's all we can muster up with the way things are anymore. Right. I mean, it
can't hire a sitter.
You know what? And if it wasn't for fucking COVID, I mean, like, I feel like we have better options now. Like, we could actually do things on maybe a monthly basis, you know, because we've got, you know, we're closer to people that would watch our kids. But now we can't do shit because it's fucking COVID times.
Right.
Fucking sucks, man.
It'll pass.
Well, hopefully. Maybe. You know, the
Spanish flu passed, the bubonic plague passed.
Yeah, but this is the Great Reset, young fucking Duchess. Measles. This is the Great Reset.
Well, everybody said they wanted a plague to knock all the stupids out, so.
Well, this is not the one, because it's definitely not, it doesn't have the fucking mortality rate that would knock all the stupids out.
I know.
It's just enough to make everything annoying and make everybody else fucking panic.
Well, I guess there's some kind of mystery thing in India now where people are, the couple people died to something about a stomach virus or something.
Well, we talked on Creatures last night about, you know, a lot of COVID stuff and the vaccine and all that stuff, and we had John the Podfather on, and John was talking about that a little bit, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but the episode dropped today, so.
Only like one person died, and I guess it was a stomach intestinal thing.
Oh.
So people went into the hospital and were throwing up and stuff, but it's not a death rate like COVID had.
Hmm. I think you say it like it's gone.
Has.
But let's, you know, Shayna, I hope that that helped. I mean, just to hear us talking through our shit. Again, I wish I could be more helpful to you, because I do appreciate it when people reach out, and I would like to encourage more people to do that. But not knowing the details of your situation, it makes it kind of tough.
He could just be paranoid. Maybe he had bad past relationships, you know?
That's tough too, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough too. I mean...
But you guys gotta just straight up ask him, what's your problem?
Emotional trauma is a bitch, dude. And yeah. I mean, like, as men, we're not supposed to say that, and we're not supposed to deal with that, you know, because we're just supposed to act tough and it doesn't bother us or whatever. But it fucking does. And that's why more men than women blow their fucking brains out, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why men were abusive back in the day, because they were supposed to be men and act tough.
Oh, absolutely.
And when they got home from a hard day's work, they took it out on their wives and kids.
Fucking absolutely. And the good ones didn't come straight home. They'd go to the bar and fucking stay there till the kids were asleep, so they didn't come home and whoop their ass.
Yeah, well, then they just beat the wife, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, you know, unless somebody's got to get beat. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Somebody's got to get beaten. They're sparing the kids, so, I mean, take one for the fucking team, right?
I'd be the one doing the beating, I'm sure.
I told you, that's you now. You're the one that wants to go to work because you hate being at home and you don't want to spend time with your family.
That's
you're like, fuck you. I'm going back to the office when it's voluntary. I could stay home right now, but I want to be away from everyone. Fuck you.
100% honest, I could not work a full-time job and do the schooling at home. It's frustrating. And we have, if they, like Logan's self-sufficient. If both the kids were older, if Lucas was in fifth grade and Logan was in high school, no problem. But to turn around and see Lucas in and out of his seat 100 times, and I'm telling him to get back in your seat, listen to your teacher, do your work, that's the challenging part. It's not that I don't want to be at home. I love being at home with my family when I don't have to do schooling.
But then you share videos to the Inner Circle group chat with you fucking, like, you know, having a goddamn dance party and doing shots at 9:30 on a Wednesday morning and shit.
Shots.
Fuck you. I seen you leave. You leave the house with these goddamn coolers packed up with all my beers
I'm sorry.
I have the day wrong. It's fucking, you go to the office to drink on Fridays instead
this
of Fridays, Wendy's.
We're going to be drinking, but I can't. I told Mackenzie, I'm like, damn it. Because we had like 3 different margaritas we were going to make, and we're going to do jello shots.
Do it on Thursday.
And I can't, because Friday's the Christmas party. We're doing ugly sweater contest and all that stuff. And I said,
is this the Christmas party that your sister's been saying is so amazing?
Well, yeah, but they're not having it this year because of COVID. So whoever's in the office, we're just drinking at the office. And they might go to the bowling alley next door. But I told Mackenzie, I was like, Chris is going out of the office on Friday, so I have to leave early and get the kids. And I was like, last year I watched my sister's kids so they can go, and I was really looking forward to this year, and now I can't do nothing. So I got to pick up the kids, and she's like, well, what time do you have to leave? And I was like, well, probably like 5. But that
You're going to have to leave before then.
Well, we'll see. But I'm like, we're going to have to start drinking at like 1 so I can drink and then sober up before I leave. Because I'm like, if I was getting drunk and then going right up the road, I can make it, but I gotta drive all the way to Apollo Beach and I ain't doing that.
Oh, do you want to shift gears a little bit? I think we've gotten, we were a little bit serious there for a while. Which
is always good.
Well, I agree. I think it's good too, but I mean, like, just to lighten the load a little bit,
That's
just want to talk about some fucking TV and shit, because I saved... Yeah. I saved a list here that, I mean, obviously we were supposed to record on Friday, and the night before on Thursday was the Disney investors meeting.
Okay.
Which meant that they dropped a fucking nuclear bomb like fucking Hiroshima of all the content that they're dropping out on the various services. So I was going to run through that and just kind of share some things with you that you may or may not have seen. And I don't have my list, so I'm just going to go on their Facebook page and scroll, because that's where I saw everything.
Okay.
But you know what the fucked up thing is with the the Investor Day thing. They're doing all this. It's classic. You know, Disney's a dirty company. You know, it pains me to fucking say that, but Disney's a dirty company. And they're doing all this over here going, look at all these great things that we're giving to you, all this content. And over here, they're like, we just laid off 300,000 people today.
That's terrible.
You know, like, the Disney investor meeting better be fucking good because they just cut down goddamn, you know, 300,000 fucking people.
They pay all these big-ass movie stars to make these little fucking shows.
These little fucking shows, she says.
Well, and I got an email that our Netflix went up again.
To how much?
$17.99.
Man, you remember when that shit was $8?
Yes.
That's bullshit. Oh, look at this. They're making a live-action Pinocchio with fucking Tom Hanks. Jesus. He could be Papa Pedophile Geppetto and shit.
Oh.
Fucking Tom Hanks. And he's. I wonder if they're going to have adrenochrome at the fucking island for misfit boys or whatever the fuck that shit is.
They're doing the Rescue Rangers?
Where's a Rescue Ranger?
Right there. Andy Samberg's Dale.
Andy Samberg and John Mulaney in the Rescue Rangers movie?
I'm not familiar with John Mulaney. I know Andy Samberg, though.
Obviously. I know the name. Is this finally coming out? We talked about the Little Mermaid live action like a year ago. Is this
I guess so. Oh, they got fucking, what's his face in there?
Who?
Oh, no, that ain't Negan. It looks like him, King Triton.
Right there?
Yeah, not him, is it?
No, that's not him. Oh, dude, you know what? I saw somebody say this online and it made a lot of sense. You know who would be a great Wolverine for the new MCU stuff because Hugh Jackman's not coming back?
Who?
The fucking Butcher from The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
He would be a good Wolverine, right? Even more so than a Wolverine, I think he would be a good Logan. You know what I mean? Like, he's grizzly. He's got that fucking hair and shit. Mm-hmm. I think he's got the look too, man. Like, that would be a good one. Here's some Mandalorian shit. We're caught up on the Mandalorian now too.
I was like, hey, it looks like Rosario Dawson. And it was.
I thought you just knew that. Like, that was a thing forever that she was going to play that character.
No, I didn't know. I don't follow that stuff.
Which, and you know, shout out to Kaz on the Hood Diner. When I was listening to their episode, when that episode of The Mandalorian came out, he was like, man, it would be great if she had her own spinoff series. And that was one of the things that was announced, is she's getting her own series. There's going to be an Obi-Wan series. And Ewan McGregor's coming back. And Hayden Christensen's going to be Darth Vader in that.
So weird looking.
They're excited about that. Willow series with him, the original, with the leprechaun. He's going to be back.
We got Mabuchi poofing.
Yes, he's going to be back. Rangers of the New Republic. I don't know what that is. There's some new Star Wars shit coming down the pike. There were some trailers I wanted to show you, and I'm lost.
There is so much stuff.
Look, they're making a
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, it's a prequel. Chris Evans is going to voice Buzz Lightyear. This is basically the story of him before he
before Tim Allen.
Yeah, well, like his backstory. You know what I mean? Like him in the what do you call the Ranger Force or whatever the fuck? I don't know.
Oh, so he's going to be the guy that Buzz Lightyear's named after?
Yes.
So that's like the live guy, and then that was a toy action figure.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. WandaVision, dude. I'm so psyched about that, and that's going to be the first one that drops January 15th. We've already played that trailer. It goes hand in hand with the new Doctor Strange movie that's filming and Spider-Man 3. Have you seen... Dude, Spider-Man 3 is shaping up to be like Infinity War or Endgame light.
Nice.
The way that it's going to... Because it's going to be semi live action Spider-Verse. Cool. So all of the Spider-Men are going to be back. Tobey Maguire is the only one that's still technically in talks. He hasn't signed on. Garfield signed on. Fucking the original Dr. Octopus is coming back.
Oh,
fucking William Dafoe, the original Green Goblin's coming back.
He was the best Green Goblin.
Fucking dude, they're all coming
back. Is Franco coming back?
Who was Franco?
He was Green Goblin's son.
There was no mention of Franco. I don't know. But Jamie Foxx from the other series, he played, I think, Electro in that.
Yes, he was Electro.
He signed on. He's coming back. Fucking Kirsten Dunst, Emma Stone. They're all the love interests from each universe are coming back.
Cool.
Fucking Doctor Strange is going to be in it. And as soon as that wraps up, then Doctor Strange 2 is going to start filming. And it's all intertwined. And it's going to be that multiverse shit. Scarlet Witch is in Doctor Strange 2, and that's where I think that the series is going to tie in, because I think that, do you remember Doctor Strange 1, how at the end he caught that dude in, like, the, you know, the bad guy, Dormammu, he caught him in the fucking time loop to where he kept showing up and he kept getting killed and he would just keep showing up because he trapped him in that little, like,
yes,
fucking time dimension or whatever. I feel like that's what this show is going to be, this WandaVision, because mm-hmm. she's so fucking, like, in her mind, yeah. she's so distraught over Vision being dead. I feel like she created, like, a little time loop thing to where she could live with Vision, and, like, that's why it looks like kind of 1950s style, you know? Like, she made it in her image what she wanted with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see if I'm right. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, March 19th. It's, you know,
I thought he was Captain America now.
To a degree, I think. He's got the fucking shield there.
Oh, so he's just not, he's just the Falcon with the America, Captain America shield.
Yeah. That's an exclusive first. Loki.
Oh, look at Loki.
Loki's, what's that say? May 2021. You want to play that?
Mm-hmm.
Enter the case, guys. This is that clip from Endgame.
His face.
You remember this in Endgame?
Oh, yeah. Hold the fucking shit up. Where'd it go? It's when Loki grabbed the Tesseract,
mm-hmm.
and now he's blasted this off in the desert.
Yeah, this is where what happened after that.
He looks like Pee-wee Herman. He's a fucking Inuit.
Like, he's like a fucking Mongolia or something.
Like some desert Eskimos.
I love the Asgard shit. You're taking me somewhere to kill me.
No, I'm taking you someplace to talk. Where I lie, I don't like to talk. But you do like to lie, which you just did.
Oh, and Wilson's old as fuck, dude.
Because we both know you love to talk. Talky. How long have you been here? It's hard to say. You know, time passes differently here in the TVA. What does that mean? You'll catch up. Glorious. Brother, I'm down. You'd better be ready. Come on. What did you expect?
I like those horns a lot better.
You know, I still, if you asked me what it was going to be about, I still couldn't tell you, but I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the Thor movies. I think they're super fucking underrated, and I love that universe with the Asgard shit. And I talked about this before, too, the What If series. I'm really excited to see what they do with this summer of next year. Want to see what that one's about?
Sure.
I think it's anime.
Space. Time.
That's Fury.
Reality. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibilities.
Yeah, it's animated.
Well, that doesn't sound ominous at all.
An army.
What?
You have a super soldier.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, that's the chick from...
That's his wife.
That's Agent Carter.
Yeah. Gotta have girl power somewhere.
You sure don't seem too freaked out about all this, kid.
Oh, yeah. Black Panther... What if Black Panther is Star-Lord? What you doing out there
all by yourself anyway? Exploring the world.
Sounds fun.
Dude, this is fucking sick.
When we can show you all of them.
I am the Watcher.
Oh, shit.
I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and dare to face the unknown.
Yeah, Bucky.
And ponder the question.
What if?
I like that.
Give me the tour.
Oh. Ooh, good and evil, Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Dude, that looks sick.
I like that some of the people are still the same, but then it's what if. Maybe each character has a different... like episode, because like Thor's the same, Doctor Strange looked the same.
I think they're
maybe...
one-offs. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're one-offs because that's how the book used to be. The
Black
What If
Panther
comic book
as
was like that.
Star Lord, and then as Black Panther in the end, right there.
Mm.
So
that's how. Yeah, that's how the comic book used to be. It'd just be like one issue, and it'd be like, "What if? What this? You know, crazy, you know, circumstance happened." Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other trailers. We're getting a little long. I'm not going to play them all, but I mean, like, it's new.
Just go on their Twitter and you can watch them all.
Yeah.
Disney Plus Twitter.
New Fantastic Four movies being announced. We knew that was coming.
Who was supposed to be in Fantastic Four? Ryan Reynolds?
They haven't announced
John
it yet.
John Krasinski.
Well, that's the fan thing. Yeah. They want him and his wife, Emily Blunt, to be the Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's like the fan thing. Moon Knight is another one coming to Disney Plus. That looks fucking dope. I can't wait for that. Secret Invasion, that's the one with the Skrull and Nick Fury from Captain Marvel. That's mm-hmm. their series. Ironheart is the new kid, Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Armor Wars.
Which I think is Tony Stark's daughter.
Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
What?
Baby Groot's getting a cartoon. It's called I Am Groot. Thor Love and Thunder obviously is in the works. Ant-Man Wasp, Quantum Mania. There's so much,
so
shit,
much
dude.
Shit.
And I read something today that they're not going to push back Black Widow anymore. It got pushed back to May, and what I read today was if theaters aren't open in the capacity that they want them to be in May, they're just dropping it on Disney Plus.
Cool.
They're not going to push it back anymore.
They're going to make us pay for it, I'm sure. Like, we had to pay for Mulan that I still want to see, but we won't watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay $30 for digital Mulan. Sorry, I'm not going to do that.
I heard it's worth it.
It looks worth it. It really does. It looks worth it. Fuck, I did have two more trailers I wanted to show you, and we still got Florida to do. You want to see two quick trailers?
Yeah, but then no Florida.
Then no Florida?
Yeah, because it's an hour and a half already.
It is an hour and
we'll
a half already.
We'll say Florida. Maybe I'll do Florida next week by myself.
You want to do Florida by yourself?
Yeah.
I already got the notes, girl.
All right.
I already got the
notes. Maybe I'll do something.
You know what? One of the stories was sent by you anyway, so you can read that. And then I put one with it to go with it. Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea.
Do it myself.
You know what? I'm super proud of you for even suggesting that, and I love you for doing it. You are truly the best.
A podcaster?
You are truly the best.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to throw you two.
Because if it wasn't Monday night, I'd be all for it. But
I forget that it's Monday.
Somebody's got a short week, but you still got to get up early on Friday. So.
I do. There's a lot of things that we're not going to get to today. Marijuana decriminalization, DMT trials. There's so many things that I've got saved here. I had a whole fucking thing.
Bring it with you to the plunge.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. There's the one I want to talk to you about specifically. But before that, I've got, you sent me this, season 3 of Cobra Kai.
Yay, yay.
But I failed you.
This, you got soft, and we paid the price.
You want Cobra Kai? It's yours.
They're running this back quick, huh?
Yeah. The whole reason these kids got into trouble is because of us. We can't let them suffer because of our issues. The only way to end this is by working together. So, what do you say?
Your enemies think they're the hero, and you're the villain. There is no good.
Look at this freak.
There is no bad.
Only weak or strong.
What are you, Tango and Cash?
No, Tango and Cash were narcotics detectives.
Oh, I'm sorry. You do realize neither one of you are cops, right? I thought we were the good guys.
We try to be. There's one thing I do know for sure. You can't run away from your problems. You might never be able
to... Go ahead! Never. Can't. Those are just words. They're meaningless.
Good one, Johnny.
You're not a kid anymore. The world isn't just going to hand it to you. You want something, you're going to have to crawl across the floor. Use your damn teeth if you have to. I'm always going to be right here next to you. Because I'll always be your teacher. Oh, shit. It's all right, you felt like a champ.
Mr. Miyagi taught me everything you knew.
Let us find out.
So triumphant.
I see Twisted Sister made an appearance.
All right, so hold on. I got questions, all right?
Why is he trying to make a kid walk with a broken back right out the hospital bed? That's a good question.
That's number one. But why is he... I thought he... That Robbie threw him over the thing. Yeah, okay, because I was like, stairs. I was like, why is he fucked up? I thought he threw the kid, but no, he was the one that got thrown over. Okay, that was question one, so we'll just go on to question two. Where the fuck is Elizabeth Shue? Because it ended with him throwing her fucking Facebook in the beach. And
she sent him a friend request.
So where the fuck is Elizabeth Shue? I want to see. I haven't seen her since she got killed in The Boys, and I enjoy her on screen. Mm-hmm. That's question two. Question three is, how fucking old do you think Daniel LaRusso's daughter is? Because I feel weird saying that she's hot because she portrays a high school kid, but she's got to be in her 20s at least, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because James Vanderbeek was in his 20s when he did Dawson's Creek and he was in high school.
Dude, she is so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
And I feel weird about that.
I'm going to look it up.
You look it up while I pull up this next trailer.
It is a thing of great wonder and mystery, quivering with complexity, strength, and resilience.
Your boy Nicolas Cage.
Also buried within.
I do like him.
A delicate femininity. And dare I even say, naughtiness. Look Ooh. One way and you see a gentle feline innocence. Look another way and, oh my. Yes, it has the power to stir our souls and intoxicate our minds. Men have died for it. Women have moved in with each other way too soon for it. And to fully capture its essence, we must plunge, unafraid, deep within its enchanted garden. Oh, my friends, we are so close now. Feast your eyes upon the very house of life and death.
I didn't watch this beforehand.
Sensuality. And a term for that kid too afraid to play dodgeball in gym class. Behold!
Pussy.
It also could be a cat.
That motherfucker does not age.
It's called, he's hosting a show called The History of Swear Words, which I thought is fitting because, I mean, that's us, you know? That's just how we communicate.
Swear words also don't hold the amount of meaning I feel like they used to.
The gravity that they used to?
Exactly.
You drop an F-bomb back in the 80s, like, you were about to cut somebody, right?
Right. That's like, you know, Ralphie dropping the bolts on the side of the highway when old man tried to change
it. Deal,
it
was
a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Telling other people's moms, saying I hurt from your kidney. What? What?
Yeah. No,
She's 24.
24 I can deal with. I can deal with. I mean, Riley's fucking 24, so I mean...
Yeah, but you don't think Riley's sexy.
I mean, says you. All right, so since we're going to skip Florida this week, and I already can see it coming now, fuck you, Kyle, okay? I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to Official Clothing, because our What the Fuck Florida stories are usually sponsored by Official Clothing. Official is a hip-hop streetwear company that specializes in creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price, featuring recreations of classic sports logos, hip-hop logos, as well as original designs. There's something for everyone at Official. Check out official.com, that's spelled O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNAS to save 25% off your order of t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official clothing.
Live by your own rules.
And we also, it pleases me deep within my soul to be able to say that right now you can go to official.com and you can purchase the HTNAS.
Yeah.
Now, what is the HTNAS, you might ask? It's that lovely bracelet that's sitting on the table in front of you. It's a limited edition bracelet that Kaz made special for our show. It's got our colors. It's got the pink and the blue from our neon logo with the black beads. It looks so fucking dope. I love it very much. He blessed us with a couple of extras to also give away to our listeners. So I don't know what to do with this. I don't know if we should do it like a contest, like, you know, follow this or follow, you know, follow whatever. Or if we should just say, you know, like, you hear this, hit me in the DMs, and the first two people that hit me up, you know, they're yours. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what do you think?
I think you hit us up in the DMs, and then we put however many people in a hat and draw two names.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll do it through, why don't we say through Christmas?
Okay.
So, I mean, if you want a chance to get your hands on a complimentary HTNAS bracelet, courtesy of Official Clothing, hit the DMs. You know what? But please, I mean, on the honor system, please follow Official Clothing. Please follow us. Do the things. I mean, like, you should be doing these things anyway.
Do the right things.
You should be doing these things anyway. I mean, because it's just good high quality. But, I mean, like, if you're not, go ahead and do that. Hit me in the DMs. Say, hey, I love your shit. Fuck you, Kyle. That's the keyword. That's going to be the buzzword to get you entered into this contest. I love your shit. Fuck you, Kyle. Okay? Yes, and that's what I want the DM to say. Okay. I love your shit. Fuck you, Kyle. Okay? And when I see that, that's an entry for you to win yourself an HTNAS. And if you know what? If you're too proud or if you're too straight edge to say, I love your shit. Fuck you, Kyle, they're available on the website. Go buy one.
There you go.
Go buy one. Limited edition. When they're gone, they're gone. Okay? But for right now, like I said, it warms my heart to know that it's there. Rosie, we are almost done. Relax your brain.
Come here, girl.
Relax. Yeah, so that being said, that is it. Possible Dutch solo episode next week. I will be in New Hampshire with the Inner Circle. We'll be back the week after that for Christmas in some form or fashion. You mentioned wanting to get the boys back on again, so maybe we'll do a show with the boys.
I'd like to get their opinion of this year.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to get the perspective of two kids, you know, how they're dealing with the mask life and school and all that shit. So, yeah, maybe we'll do that Christmas week and we can ask them the week after. We can ask them how their Christmas was and all that. Sure. And you can ask them about Santa Claus.
That sounds good.
But until then, please follow us on social media at HTNAS. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Give us ratings. Give us reviews. All the good shit. You know what to do. Follow me personally. I am The Real Wutzke on everywhere. And this young lady over here is The Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
Yup.
We are also part of that lovely podcast network that I mentioned, the Inner Circle Podcast Network. You can preview everybody's new episodes at innercirclepn.com. And I'm talking about Simmons and More. I'm talking about The Hood Diner. I'm talking about Shit Happens When You Party Naked. I'm talking about The Plunge and Failing Hollywood. All the killers in one spot. We're the Wu-Tang Clan of podcasting. And I mean, like, you can't do any better for free. For free entertainment, sure. Fuck, I challenge you to do better. I also would like to ask you to please go on social media and follow Creatures of the Night. If you're into that crazy alien shit like I was talking earlier, I mean, like, that is our bread and butter. We just recorded an episode last night with John Buchanan about COVID vaccines and the Great Reset and all that good shit. Drop today on your favorite podcast platform. Look for Creatures of the Night, subscribe, and we will go from there. You can also send us an email, give us a call, all those good things. Just reach out, man. Like, do like Shayna did. I like to hear from you. It's great content. It gets us talking, and hopefully you've been entertained. HTNAS@yahoo.com, 813-773-5706. Baby?
Yeah.
I love you too. If we're not back, Merry Christmas.
Yup. Looking forward to all my presents.
We'll check y'all out on the flip.
Peace.
Check y'all out on the flippy flop.